Jean Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Doughty.
Present.
Mayor Ron Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan is excused. City staff, Justin Johnson, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Sharon Bono, Finance Director, Cindy Moss, Personnel Director, Albert E. Chavez, Police Chief, Jack Ernest, Fire Chief, and Elda
Ordunio
is the City Attorney tonight.
I want to thank Elda Ordunio for being here tonight, and we're quite pleased with the arrangement that we, our new arrangement that we have.
Thank you.
I have one person signed up to speak, but that'll be on item number two. We'll just go right to item number one. Discussion of possible authorization to renew the current dental, life, short-term, and long-term disability insurance policy with Delta Dental and Mutual of Omaha Insurance for fiscal year 2015-2016. Ms. Cindy Ross, Personnel Director.
We didn't get a chance to cover this the other night when CBIZ was here, so just to kind of run through it. The city covers 100% of the dental insurance for the employee and their families. It has a $1,000 annual maximum, a $50 one-time annual deductible for the employee, and $150 for the family. It covers 100% of preventative care, such as cleanings, x-rays, and exams. It covers 80% of basic procedures, such as fillings, endodontics, and periodontics. It covers 50% of major medical procedures such as crowns, bridges, and dentures. Right now, Delta is requiring a 3% more in premiums, equating to $1,056 annually. Our life insurance is with Mutual of Omaha, and they've given us a rate pass as well as the short-term disability and the long-term disability. On our life insurance, we insure all of our full-time employees up to $50,000. So the staff recommends that we approve or ask for authorization to continue with our Delta Dental and Mutual of Omaha for our life, short-term disability, and long-term disability.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? Essentially just a renewal of what we have.
Yes.
Yeah. No questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the renewal of the current life, short-term, and long-term disability insurance policies with Mutual of Omaha with no rate increases and renew the dental dental insurance policy with Delta Dental for FY 15 and 16 with a 30% increase.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further comments? No further comments. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes. Item number two, discussion and possible authorization to approve health insurance policy with United Healthcare for fiscal year 2016. Mr. Justin Johnson, his name is on here.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Tuesday night, we had an opportunity to discuss our health insurance benefits, and during that conversation, we learned quite a few things. One of those things that we recognize, and going back to our department heads, and I'll take the blame for this, is just not communicating enough, even though it was a time-sensitive issue we ran into. Quite frankly, what were the lessons learned? And so with that said, after that meeting, I spoke with Tom Coble to see if he can have an opportunity to meet with the employee council, and so he did that. And so they met this morning, and at this time, I would like to give Tom an opportunity to speak and just kind of mention some of his takeaways and just, you know, for your information.
He signed up. I also had some discussions with Mr. Coble as well. Mr. Coble, would you? Mr. Tom Coble also is the director of our parks, for lack of a better way to phrase that, and he does a fabulous job, and he does it all by himself with just some DOC workers right now. And my hat's off to you. I think you do a fabulous job. I'm highly impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Initially, this item was slated to be voted on Tuesday night, and the employee council is very extremely thankful that the time was given for us to go over this and understand it. And the time given along with some guidance from Cindy Moss allowed us to be extremely clear on what the stipulations are involving switching over to United Healthcare. There seemed to be a comfort zone previously just staying with our last insurance policy. Now, and there were skeptical people going into this meeting today, now what we saw was enthusiasm on the prospect of switching over to a new type of health care and in full understanding what the capabilities are. It says here that the employee council recommends to the council and staff to approve the health insurance through the United Healthcare option 9, and the stipulation is using an HRA, which is a health reimbursement arrangement. The coverage not only mirrored what we presently have, but seemed to exceed what we presently have, and the people on the council felt very good about the fact that this may equate to saving the city some money, and as a gesture from your working employees, it turned out to be it started out to be a very murky situation and turned out to be extremely clear what the possibility of this, and I believe the majority and if not all who were and all were in favor of this change are excited to go down this road to see that this would work and equate to a savings to the city and better health coverage for your employees.
Let me be a little more definitive as to what is happening. I'll explain it the best I can. If I'm making an error, maybe Ms. Moss can correct me. Staying with HealthNet would have increased, their program would have increased about 5%, about $26,000. United Healthcare would be a decrease, and the difference between the $26,000 from HealthNet to the price of United would be an $85,000 savings. Okay, that's where we're at right now. However, there's a caveat, of course, to save that much money. And the caveat is the 90-10 program. Once again, correct me if I'm mistaken. So in that 90-10 program, the employee would have to cover $4,000, up to $4,000 maximum on some major injuries or accidents or whatever might happen. And that, to me, was unacceptable. It's a wide difference of change from HealthNet program, and it is not acceptable for me to have the employees have to cover up to $4,000 out of their pocket. That is not acceptable to me. And so I think we need to hold our employees look at them in a special way and not penalize them. So what I would suggest, what's important to me, is the HRA, the health reimbursement account, will cover that $4,000. God forbid employees would have to use it at the hospital, and the HRA will cover that. And we're on the same page, Mr. Coble?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay. And so that's what I think is important, that the HRA cover that. My estimation, based on last year's numbers, is I don't think that would exceed $40,000 maximum, and that might be overly estimating that as well. So that would it still would be a cost savings. So we're still at a $45,000 or $50,000 level cost savings by changing this program, but instituting this HRA to cover the employees if some catastrophe, whether it's an illness or whether it's an accident that might happen. What I'm afraid of is with that 10%, and some employee might have some sort of a pain or ankle hurting very bad, and they might be somewhat hesitant to go have that checked out, thinking might end up being a $10,000 bill or a $20,000 bill. I want these employees to be able to get that coverage and not have any hesitation whatsoever. This is an obligation I believe the mayor and council have to the employees of this city. And I hope I've explained it the best I can. Any other comments from the council? Council Member Connors.
Thank you very much, Mayor. That was very eloquently put. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for asking for the time to get the clarity on it. I know that the Chief Echave at that meeting tried to help clear it up, but boy, you asking for it, and thank goodness the time was made. But it's just a gesture on your really speaks volumes, you know, and I know it was unclear, but it speaks volumes that that you're willing, and that was that. Thank you so much. And Serena, if she were here, I'm sure would say the same. Thank you very much.
Any other questions from the council? Well, what appears that we might be. Most of us, anyway, might be on the same page. I want to refer quickly over to the city attorney, Ms. Orduño.
Yes.
And the motion that we have, I think, needs to be modified just slightly. And so we can include everything that's there. But I think that we have to put in that particular motion that the HRA will cover that 10% of the 90-10 plan. Our HRA will cover that 10%. Would you want to phrase that for me in legalese terms? Yeah, city manager. Oh, Ms. Moss.
Yes.
I'm looking everywhere.
I'm sorry. What we were looking at tonight, and this is my understanding, was that we were looking to change from HealthNet to United, and as the budget was reviewed and such, that the HRA would be designed. Because you had asked that question, Mayor, on Tuesday about, you know, we had given that model of the $500 deductible, and then the other, you know, the employee would cover the first half and we would cover the last half.
Excuse me, Cindy, I don't think she, Council Member Dowdy could continue.
Would you pull the mic down a little bit? Your voice is very...
I'm not loud.
That's not what my husband said.
Okay, so... You had asked if we could design the plan to where the employer pays the first half and the employee pays the other half. And CBIZ said we can design that HRA how we would like to. So it was this was set up so that way we could look at making that change and then designing the HRA as we go through the budget.
Okay, I know we discussed the HRA, but I think... I'm not sure what you mean by the employee pays half. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Oh, I was just giving that example.
Oh, the deductible, yeah.
The original deductible.
Yeah, the original deductible, I think in our discussions that it would remain where it's at. Of course, you have the buy-up. But I was concerned about the 90-10. That's where my concerns were at.
With with HealthNet, there was a $3,500 out-of-pocket cost already. So when you look at HealthNet versus United, and we're looking at the ceiling, you know, you gave the example of the $4,000 on the basic plan and then it's $3,000 for the buy-up. That's the total out-of-pocket cost.
Right.
And HealthNet had something similar as well. So when we design the HRA, we need to look at those details and design it to apply and to fill the holes of the policy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Any questions or Council Member Klein?
I think my understanding on that was because of the max out-of-pocket that we would look at that if one of our employees was having a hardship reaching that, and then the HRA would kick in and cover that. And it would my understanding was it would be like on a case-by-case, you know, if the employee says, I just can't, that we would help them reach that max.
I believe that it should be blanket coverage myself. We'll cover that whole thing.
At that point, we run the risk of running into financial hardship. You know, if you're going to make it a blanket, are you saying when you say blanket for anything? I guess I'm not clear when you say
I want that $4,000 maximum covered in the HRA. That's what I want. That's what I'm suggesting, I should say. Okay. I'm not sure about hardship. I don't understand what you
well,
mean by
if,
that.
If
I think it should be all the employees is what I'm suggesting, hardship or not hardship.
If the employee elects to do the buy-up, it'll be $3,000. And for them to cover that buy-up, it would be coming out of their cafeteria plan, which is like $19.67 a month, mm-hmm. which is less than what they're paying now for the buy-up. So it would, you know, that total out-of-pocket cost would be $3,000. That would be the level that you would be looking at. If they opted for something less, then they could look at the difference because they have that opportunity to do the buy-up.
And Mayor, as I understand the expression blanket, meaning everybody covered, at $4,000 for 77 employees, we're looking at $308,000.
Well,
is that...
Let's be realistic. You're not going to have 77 employees going into the hospital for serious medical problem. Let's be realistic.
That is true, but what I'm saying, I guess I'm not real clear about.
Yeah.
So if I have, you know, five incidences of, you know, something happening with an employee, you know, times that by, you know, 4,000, and the models that were presented for the HRA were a couple of models. So as an example, I believe it may be in your packet. So, you know, at $500 per employee, was, you know, the maximum annual cost would be $38,500, which, you know, would be deducted from the savings. And that's what was presented, and I'm understanding it to be. So my apologies if I'm confused as to the way things are going, the way the conversation is going right now.
Yes. The employee drawdown on the HRA last year was about, what, $31,000?
The total out-of-pocket costs? Yeah, from in the calendar year 2014, it showed about $31,000.
Okay.
I don't have the number in front of me. No.
Okay. But,
speaking of the mic.
Sorry. But I think the question is what we're covering tonight is, or the question put in front of the council tonight is to switch or not to switch. And then we design the HRA at another point.
Mayor?
Councilmember Connors.
That's the way I read this item number. You know, I mean, I don't even know if, as far as we've talked, if it's, you know, if that's been agendized. I mean, I know we need, it's got to be a large berth for this because it's a huge topic, but that's just what we're doing is, and I know it's like you want to make sure something happens beforehand, a guarantee, and I understand that. That's exactly what you're asking for. But you're the only one that's, to my, so far, that, I mean, the employees and personnel, you know, everybody else seems to be okay with this the way it is right now and the way that it's been explained and the way that they've interpreted it. And there can be lots of different interpretations and things can be projected on what might happen. But I think all we're doing is switching the providers, and as the personnel director said, and Mr. Johnson, that the details would be, we'll see who signs up, who upgrades, how much of that. All of those details can be figured out, and it sounds like everybody's in good faith and everybody's on the same page and willing to do this. I know, and I appreciate it. I've already expressed my appreciation, so, but he's getting up. Maybe he needs something.
Mr. Tom Coble?
I will stop.
Yes. So there's two scenarios here. Let's say at one point we were given an option to stick with our same plan at a cost of $13 per pay period in order to make up the $20,000-some difference that would have been staying with HealthNet. Now, in lieu of employee cooperation and to provide uniformity throughout implementing this plan, could it be included that each employee at a cost of $19.67 per month is required to participate in the buy-up plan in order to make that $3,000 a constant number, so you don't have people at $4,000 and people at $3,000. You have uniform across the board, a $3,000 cap out-of-pocket cost for every employee under the stipulation that each employee participate in the buy-up program. And then what you don't see is this gray area of, well, you've got one employee not participating in the buy-up program, and now you have a stipulation that, okay, you have a variable occurring that says, well, okay, we're gonna pay you $3,000, but these people who are not participating in the buy-up plan are gonna have to pay $1,000 of this. And in the implementation of the plan, I personally would encourage requiring the $19.67 from each employee out of the cafeteria plan to purchase up to make that $3,000 cap across the board uniform to every employee, and include that in the stipulation and the implementation of the plan.
I can accept that. Any other comments on the council on that? Sharon Buono, City Finance Director.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. When we're looking at all this, it just gets all kind of crazy. One of the things that I just want to bring to everybody's attention is they currently have a $3,500 out-of-pocket maximum. So by going to the other plan with $4,000, we had already addressed that by that $500 reimbursable, health reimbursable. So staff thinks that we have addressed that. So we're not taking away anything from the employee. Another point is in the two things. In the United Healthcare, all of their pharmacy copays apply to their out-of-pocket. In HealthNet, it doesn't right now. So there's all kinds of little things like that that helps defray the costs, and other things that Mr. Johnson will talk about. So it's not like we're taking anything from them. We're filling the gap from where they're at right now, and we've implemented programs to save them money. Another thing, discussion, is that when you do the buy-up under United Health, where it used to cost $40 a month, it's only going to cost them $20. So you take 20 times 12, they have that savings back to them. So there's all kinds of things that I think that the employees, and me being one of them, are going to benefit by making this change and helping. Once a decision is made this evening, and I hope there is one, then we can present a budget to you and talk about whether you want to reimburse it on the front end, the back end, the side. Then we can design the plan, and you can make those decisions with the dollars that we present to you.
So let me understand, you simply tonight want to... The motion is to move to United Healthcare.
Option.
And then the details will be worked out later.
Right, and it will be brought to council. You guys will make that decision, but you'll know what the budget situation is. And Mr. Johnson, I don't know if he wants to share any things, but there's all kinds of things out there that Ms. Moss and him have been working on to benefit the employees that they can take advantage of. You know, remember, you know, preventative care is free. So they're not putting anything out. Okay. We just want to get them there to get them checked to keep them healthy. Healthy workforce always saves you money. So.
Well, let me, maybe I'm a little bit slow. I'm not an insurance expert, but the HealthNet is, they're covered on HealthNet. I don't see there's a deductible, I'm aware of that. But I don't see a 90-10 or an 80-20 plan under HealthNet, but I see a 90-10 plan under healthcare up to $4,000. That's my problem. Maybe I don't get it, but that comes out of the employee pocket, correct?
Yes, but it's not all $4,000. In other words, all of a sudden this time, they would be paying $3,500 right now under that same situation to hit the max, because the HealthNet is inpatient hospital hospitalization currently right now is 10% after deductible. So, you know, there is. And, you know, if the council decides that that if there's an employee that gets in an extreme situation, that it come before you, then that would be something that could be done on an individual basis. But we're not requiring anybody to have a $4,000 savings account in order to have health care, and it's not a penalty. The gap is really the $500 and what else you guys would like to extend.
And you know, and quite frankly, even to the point of not just what I mentioned the other day in conversations with Copper Queen Community Hospital, as an example, and Dr. Rowe is coming over on Monday to join us at our staff meeting, and they're going to really itemize what in writing what the offering that they're looking to provide to the City of Bisbee employees. Example, as I mentioned, waiving copays, various elective significant discounts on elective procedures that employees may have to, you know, experience or endure. Again, cutting the cost for an ER visit. So right now, if it's $300, okay, we want it at $150. In addition, the hospital is offering flexible payment plans. You know, we talked about, hey, look, do we front load the HRA? It gives the employee time to come. I need this procedure done, and here's how much it's going to cost me. Let me go to my employer, and at that point, the transaction is made. We go ahead and fund said account. It's an option, an idea. And the other piece, Copper Queen also has a program called 340B as it relates to it's a prescription program. So if I go to see a physician at Copper Queen Community Hospital and he writes me a prescription, I go to four locations, Health Mart and Douglas, Safeway, both Walmarts and Douglas, and Douglas and Sierra Vista, and I receive a discount. And so whatever is the cheaper of the two, either United Healthcare will provide, or through the 340B program, the negotiated rate for that pharmacy visit or the cost for that medicine, we receive, or I would receive, the lower of the two. And so, again, we're working a number of angles to fill the gaps, to fill the holes that some employees may feel like they're losing. And so I really do believe that the staff has gone to great lengths to try to offer the best insurance package that we can to our employees, because we too value our employees. And so I can't stress that enough, and I do appreciate you all indulging us in trying to do that.
Let me ask Ms. Buono, the health reimbursement account, how does that work?
It's actually a reimbursement account.
Yeah.
So you would have to, when you have your procedures or go to the doctors, you get an EOB, and it's submitted to them, to the company that will handle this.
Explanation of benefits.
Yeah, EOB, explanation of benefits, and it'll be reimbursed directly to the employee.
Okay. So it essentially is in effect already. We cover up to that $3,500 that they might use currently?
Oh, we don't. No, the city doesn't. The employee. That's the employee's responsibility.
Okay, and so that will increase to $4,000.
Yeah, but we're going to do the HRA for $5,000, so it takes away the difference. That was the proposal.
Okay.
Is not to make them have more, but to fill the gap if they were in that situation. Now, they did tell us, CBIZ did tell us about the $31,000, but what I heard is only two people went over the $3,500. So if you wanted to look at that, so it's not a norm that everybody does that, my recommendation will be to you to reimburse it on the back end. Let the employee pay the first $500 and anything after that. As staff, that's what I would bring forward. That's what I've told Mr. Johnson, and that's what I will share with you.
Okay. Councilmember Dowdy.
You may have said this, and I missed it somewhere along the line. Is there a limitation on the medications, on the prescriptions? I know on mine that that's $2,500 per year that the United Insurance will pay.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get out for people. Sorry, we have to get our cheat sheets because there's so many details in this.
So you're asking if there's a maximum out-of-pocket just for the pharmacy?
Yes.
No. Yeah, it goes...
That's the wonderful thing about this plan, United Healthcare, is your copays on your prescriptions go to your out-of-pocket maximum. So if you find yourself in a tier, like you said, you're $2,500, or if your medicine is really, really super expensive, and some of them are, you're just going to hit that deductible and that max sooner. And if you hit it and then you get hospitalized, you're at your max anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mayor.
Let me refer to the city attorney, Ms. Orduño. I thought you wanted to say something.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Councilmember Klein.
I think Ms. Dowdy's question was, is there a max on the pharmacy where they, you know, you reach that max and then they stop paying, and then you have to
pay the whole thing.
But no, that's not the way
it is.
That's
not part of
this.
That's what I was wondering.
Right. That's what I thought you were getting at, but that's, no, they don't have it.
Because that is a limitation on
correct.
Mine. And I have to pay, it hurts.
Yeah, and that's not in here. That's the one good thing about it. It's very good.
So let me back up again. The health reimbursement account helps cover that $3,500 now and or the $4,000 in the future. I need to just be real clear about
only
this.
The gap, sir. The health reimbursement is only the gap. Right now they currently have a $3,500 maximum out of pocket without the prescriptions being applied to any of the copays. The plan that we're recommending has a $4,000, so we're covering that gap of $500 from $35 to $4,000. So they wouldn't have, but the neat thing about it is all the prescription copays go towards that first $3,500.
So I hate to be redundant and maybe a little slow to understand this. Why doesn't the health reimbursement account cover in the past all $3,500 and or $4,000 if the new account comes in?
It never did.
I can't hear
this will be the first year we have the health reimbursement account. I guess I'm not sure.
And it was never set up to go for a maximum out of pocket. That was just the cost. All insurance plans that I'm aware of have a out of pocket clause.
Any other questions or comments from the council?
May or may not have to modify this motion, but do we have a motion? We'll work from there.
I move that we authorize the health insurance policy with United Healthcare for FY15-16.
Second.
Do I need option 9? Including option 9.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned.
Oh, yay.